Mother of Henry Novak Killer Jailed for Hiding Sikh Murder Knife. By Oliver J.J. Lane on July 17, 2026. The mother of the infamous murderer who stabbed student Henry Novak and then invented a racial incident to distract police while his victim bled to death has been jailed for hiding the murder weapon. 53-year-old Kiran Kaur has been handed a 3-year sentence by Southampton Crown Court in Hampshire, England over her role in the death of 18-year-old Anglo-Polish student Henry Novak in December 2025. Her son, Vikram Digwal, has already been convicted and jailed over the killing. The court having heard that Digwal stabbed the defenseless teen multiple times and then repeatedly lied about the incident to police. Digwal stated that he'd been assaulted and racially abused by Novak, as the teen bled to death from his stab wounds. As reported, some of Novak's last words were, "I'm not racist and I've been stabbed," to which a police officer replied, "I don't think you have, mate." Before police arrived at the scene, the murder weapon, an 8-inch Sikh ceremonial knife, was removed and Kaur was convicted of hiding it. The Criminal Prosecution Service said in a statement after the 3-year custodial sentence was passed, "Although time already served in UK early release laws make it reasonably likely she won't be behind bars much longer," that, following the murder, Kaur took possession of the weapon used to kill Henry and assisted in its removal from the scene in an attempt to help her son and hinder the investigation. The court heard that despite living in the United Kingdom for 30 years, Kaur speaks only little English. Nevertheless, despite that and the conviction for assisting an offender by removing the knife, no deportation order was made by the judge. In his sentencing remarks, Judge William Mousley Casey told the mother of 5 that had she been the responsible parent, she would have helped police and encouraged her son to do the right thing, not ineffectively attempt to cover up the murder, he said. Whilst he was talking to the police call operator, "Vikram told you to take the murder weapon, sheath and belt away. By then, you knew or believed that he had stabbed and injured Henry. Even if you might have believed that your son had been racially abused and assaulted, you knew there could be no justification for him to have stabbed Henry. Your son had no significant injury. A responsible parent would have challenged their son over their actions and encouraged them to do the right thing. Instead, you took the knife home and put it with a larger collection of ceremonial and other weapons in your son's bedroom. The weapon was later found by officers at the family home amid their collection of Sikh weaponry, and DNA testing of the blood on the knife confirmed it had been used to kill Henry Novak." The judge said that even now, Kaur continues to deny guilt and showed no remorse. He continued, "Your role in this group activity was under the direction of others, but it did add to the degradation of Henry being arrested when he was dying. You have no previous convictions and there is evidence of your otherwise positive character. You had a hard life in India, although that improved when you married and came to the UK, nearly 30 years ago. You are embedded in your Sikh community but speak little English." Kelly Newman, of the Crown Prosecution Service, said, "Henry Novak was just 18 years old when he was murdered by Vikram Digwal, and our thoughts remain with Henry's family and loved ones, who have endured unimaginable loss. Digwal lied to police about Henry after carrying out the senseless act of violence, and in the immediate aftermath, Kiran Kaur chose to help her son by removing the murder weapon in a deliberate attempt to obstruct the investigation and hide crucial evidence. Those who seek to help murderers evade justice should be in no doubt that they too will be held accountable for their actions." Separately, a trial continues for Kaur's husband, the killer's son Vikram, and one of her other sons, Gurpreet. As reported, the 3 appeared before Southampton Magistrates Court last week and pleaded not guilty to further charges of possession of swords, machetes, flick knives, knuckle dusters, and other weapons. The case is due to be heard next year, and the 2 men not already imprisoned for murder were released on bail pending the hearing.